The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you anointed your beloved Son to be priest and sovereign forever. Grant that all the people of the earth, now divided by the power of sin, may be united by the glorious and gentle rule of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the children's sermon, and the kiddies can start coming up for Jennifer.
Good morning. How's everyone doing this morning? Good, thank you. All right, so today there is no Sunday school, so you get to hear the readings from inside here, unless you're at Sunday school practice. I don't think there's any practice today. No? No. Okay, so there's no practice. You're going to sit here and listen to the readings. But one of the readings we have is from the gospel, and we're going to hear some words in here about truth and listening. So, what do I have here? Earbuds. What do earbuds help me do? Oh, I like that. You didn't hear that, but she says, listen to your phone so you're not annoying other people who are around you. I like that answer. I also think it's better, I know Evan and Ian use these a lot, they like to keep it in there to hear what they're listening to a lot better. So it's not also to not annoy others, which is, we're thankful that you're learning that, because I'm sure a lot of us have encountered people who are on their phones way too much and also way too loud. But we use these. Now, what would happen if I do this? Say it again. Stops the sound. Jesus doesn't want us to walk around like this. He wants us to be able to listen and hear. He calls us in baptism. A lot of you were baptized here at St. Peter's, correct? Everyone baptized here? A lot of you were. Okay, but you were baptized, right? So you were called into God's kingdom, and he wants you to listen. The way we listen here is we listen to the words that God shares with us. Our lectern will share with us from him. And we also hear it from our friends, hearing his love and our faith between each other. So when you're listening today to the sermon and also to our lessons and readings, I want you to see what you're hearing God tell you to do in your faithful life this week. Okay, can you guys do that for me? All right, you can head on back to your seats, your parents. If you need a bag, there's some in the back in the cry room for you. We'll see you then. Thank you.
Reading from Daniel. As I watched, thrones were set in place, and an ancient one took his throne. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, and its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and flowed out from his presence. 1,000 thousands served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood attending him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were opened. As I watched in the night visions, I saw one like a human being, coming with the clouds of heaven. And he came to the Ancient One, and was presented before him. To him was given dominion and glory and kingship, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not pass away. And his kingship is one that shall never be destroyed. Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 93 responsively. The Lord is king, robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. The Lord has made the world so sure that it cannot be moved. The waters have lifted up, O Lord. The waters have lifted up their voice. The waters have lifted up their pounding waves.
Mightier than the sound of many waters. Mightier than the breakers of the sea. Mightier than the Lord of hosts.
Your testimonies are very sure, and holiness befits your house, O Lord, forever and forevermore. A reading from Revelation. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us to be a kingdom, priests, serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And on his account, all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you.
Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him again, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came to the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. Be seated. Today is the last Sunday of the Christian year. Next Sunday will be the first Sunday of Advent. And we're ending this Christian year with the Christ King Sunday. Jesus is the Lord of creation and King over heaven and the earth. In fairy tales, kings live in castles on green grassy hills and are surrounded by a moat for protection for the king and the family. Most leaders today have advanced technology to protect them against any attacks. Jesus back then showed his power and love for his people by preaching, healing, and loving everyone. Jesus goes into dangerous places to those suffering in the world. Jesus is the Alpha and Omega, who is and who was and who is to come. In John's Gospel, we hear Pilate questioning Jesus and trying to get him to say he is the King of the Jews. I can't imagine being asked multiple times to admit to something just to prove a point. This questioning reminds me of that movie, A Few Good Men, when Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise are in the courtroom and Tom Cruise keeps yelling at Jack Nicholson, "I want the truth!" Jack Nicholson yells back, "You want the truth? You want the truth? You can't handle the truth!" That intensity of that scene is how I would have responded if I were questioned, if I was Jesus being questioned over and over again by Pilate. However, Jesus didn't respond that way. So what is the truth? People were looking for a king who sat on a throne, lived in a castle, ruled a kingdom, but Jesus wasn't like any kings they had known before. Jesus was born in a stable, didn't make a grand entrance with a white horse or in a castle or on a throne. Jesus was born humble and human, who had preached, shared his love, and taught others that his kingdom was everlasting. People sought him out to witness the miracles happening, to hear the good news, to find out how they could be a part of his kingdom. Jesus has taught us to love and share faith with others. When I was writing this sermon, a story came back to me that Jane and Aid had told me many years ago. I have to backtrack a few years before I can tell you what the story was. So when I was a teenager here in St. Peter's, our church housed the interfaith shelter back then. It was divided between men and women, so we had the men for that couple, I think it was 2 weeks. And our youth group, part of the Thompsons, Faddens, and myself, at that time were told to come down and help make a meal and meet with the people. So we sat down, we met with them. I remember one of the guys sharing that he had lost everything due to alcohol abuse, and he had been a concert pianist. And just to hear his story of losing everything was just impactful. There was another guy there that talked about his alcohol and drug abuse, how he had made him lose his construction job and his house. And he explained that night that he felt he wasn't worthy of anyone's love, and even God's. I know we all had been told, you know, as teenagers, we had to talk about how things happened. Sometimes mistakes are made, but our lives can be changed, and God always loves us. Of course, there was some resistance then, because we weren't in the situation. And sometimes when you're in those situations, you can't always see the love surrounding you or the direction God is guiding you. Well, I know our youth group at that time afterwards talked about how we enjoyed our discussions, talked about their choices that those men had made, and how we were going to focus on our faith. Well, here's where we didn't know that how much of our impact or our love that we showed that night comes back. So a couple years later, Jane and Abe shared that a man had come to work on their house. And somehow their discussion while he's working on the house got into church, and this guy shared that he was at an interfaith shelter and that teenagers had told him that God loved him no matter what. And that brought him back to God. He said that conversation brought him back to God, brought him back to his life, and how he's getting things in order. Little did we know how sharing our faith during that time as teenagers would impact someone else's life, and his especially. What an amazing testament to sharing God's love here in this kingdom. In today's gospel, Pilate questioned Jesus, and then he makes sure to tell him that Jesus' own nation turned him into Pilate. Pilate says, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Pilate wanted to charge Jesus with ruling over a kingdom. Jesus isn't sharing or confessing anything except that the kingdom is not of this world. God sent him to be with us, to teach us, to love us, to show us the ultimate sacrifice in this earthly world. This dialogue shows us Pilate executed Jesus because Jesus came to bring peace, justice, and eternal life to us all. Pilate, along with others, were threatened by Jesus and the way he was suggesting we live. They weren't ready to change their structured lives back then. They were threatened by ruling with love. In Revelation, we hear Jesus is the ruler of the kings of the earth. However, there's a difference between God's kingdom and the reign of kings back then. Kings ruled with strong fists, fought wars, and controlled the lands. God rules with love and understanding. Jesus is king of the Jews, but his kingdom is not of this world, as he told Pilate. He came to share the truth in this land. Jesus preached, shared, loved, and paid the ultimate sacrifice for his kingdom. Jesus gave his spirit, his authority to his disciples to spread his word and to teach the world until he came again. We are part of that kingdom here on earth. We are to share his love and his word with others. We share this kingdom every Sunday through fellowship. It's great to see so many people sitting together, chatting, and caring about others. At the beginning of this month, we had Consecration Sunday. We saw many of us enjoying fellowship together afterwards, enjoying the food, and sharing our financial commitment to this church. I also saw us sharing spiritual commitment to our church through prayer and fellowship. In October, I also witnessed Pastor and our confirmation kids sharing God's love with our community through the blessing of the animals. Sam, Maya, Hannah, and Ian stood near our front sign, dancing and waving, being those crazy kids out there, getting our community members to pass by to stop. There were quite a few that stopped to have their pets blessed. I remember one lady who stopped, who said no, because she didn't have any cash on her. And the kid said, no, it's free. And she was shocked and surprised. Then she walked over, got her dog blessed, and then walked away smiling and saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's one example of how our church is sharing God's kingdom in this community. And we know we made her day that day. John's gospel also draws us to look at the intellectual understanding of truth and truth as revelation. Jesus said, "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." In my classroom, because I teach kindergarten, I always hear kids asking questions to learn new things. Why do fish have gills but we have lungs? Why does that tree bark stay on there but that one's peeling off? Kids are very curious and constantly wonder. We all have a deeper need for the deeper truth. We're compelled to go beyond just the understanding of the world and making sense of an order in our world. We seek to know God and live as active witnesses on our journey with God's kingdom. In seeking to know our God, we come to church, we listen to God's word, and we share in communion together. We are a Christian community wanting to know more, understand better, and be part of the larger kingdom. In God's kingdom, peace reigns over war. No one is turned away. Truth, grace, and love are key. Christians listen to Jesus and are led to the truth and an eternal life. The truth is that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome. Death is not final. Death takes us from God's earthly kingdom into our heavenly kingdom. Truth is, God is always with us. Jesus died, was raised, and will come again. And looking at our world today, I think our world isn't different from the world when Jesus and Pilate once lived. People still want to be thought as important and popular. People want to be powerful and influential. People dream of becoming famous, hitting the jackpot, being important or influential in our communities. Pontius Pilate was no different from us. He felt the same way. He was powerful in his community. He didn't want to risk losing his power and influence over Jesus. That is why Pilate was questioning him so intensely. Pilate didn't think Jesus was king or ruler in the traditional sense with a castle and throne. Jesus knew this and responded, "My kingdom is not of this world." Jesus' kingdom is not just in heaven, but our kingdom now. We live in the promises of Jesus coming again. We pray every Sunday, "Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven." Being Christian is not about being great, but it's about serving through love, serving with love, and knowing God's grace and forgiveness is there for us in his heavenly kingdom. How we live, love, share with others, remove barriers to this kingdom. We know the truth about God and his kingdom. God loves us. Jesus died for us, and he will come again. God loves us all. As we go about this week, I want you to think, how can you serve others and share our loving kingdom with others? Can you share a smile or stop to chat with someone you haven't talked to lately? Lord, open our ears to listen to your word. Help us to share our love with others, your love with others. In your name we pray. Amen.